Day 45 completed, and I am at the Pa Hawatea hut in the Paranga forest. It was a 10-hour day, and I walked with Mel and Cez again until the last probably hour and a half, where they needed to have a rest, and I stood around and got very cold, so I was like, I gotta go. So I belted off, and at that point it was just pissing down with the rain. It was just coming down really bad, and just getting soaked, and was starting to get very cold, so had to keep moving, and also got very steep at that point. But the day started out at the place that we stayed at, the lodge, early start, and then went from there to over the a ridge, and at this ridge line, it was I can't remember the name of it, but it was over farmland, and it was just really cool farmland. Some great valleys and troughs and ridges. It was just awesome. It was pretty cool to walk through. And then from there it was up into a bit of road walking, but not too long. And then up the forest. And the forest of the Paranga is just lush and green, and it was nice. It's been overcast all day, and that made for a pleasant walk. And it wasn't hot like it has been. So we walked up the hill, and it was just a constant uphill the whole way. I didn't have my insoles in, so my feet are a little bit sore. The reason being is I gave them to Mel to use, because Mel's feet are, she's got brand new shoes, and she had an agonising day yesterday, and I know that I can walk without them. So she was using the insoles, and yeah, it helped her. But it didn't help me, so I'm going to do it again tomorrow and just see how that goes, and I might see if we can switch over just for a wee bit. But yeah, I need to get some new ones anyway. But yeah, this hut got 5 people here, so it's pretty sweet. It's got really steep at the very last bit, and muddy and very wet. Like, the track ended up being like a bit of a waterfall that you're walking through, which made it interesting. But it's so good to be in a hut for the very first time on this trip. Be able to relax, keep warm, and it feels like it's the real tramping of the Te Araroa is starting. Finally being able to be in huts and using my hut pass and all that kind of stuff, and it's pretty cool. I don't know, there's just something about being in a hut, just that excitement factor. So yeah, very pleased about today, and we'll report in tomorrow like I always do. So until next time, see ya.